Last year, Senator Bernie Sanders and his wife ranked in the top tier of income earners in the country. But the Sanders tax returns obtained by VPR also shows the Democratic presidential candidate was among the poorest members of Congress. VPR's Alex Keefe has more.
Well, poor is a relative term here. In 2014, Sanders and his wife, Jane, took in more than $205,000. So the candidate, who spends a lot of time railing against the billionaire class and the 1%, lives in a household that likely ranked in about the top 5% of income earners in the U.S., based on the latest census data. But when it comes to members of Congress...
Congress is a special elite set. Most members of Congress are millionaires.
Vivica Novak is with the Center for Responsive Politics, a watchdog group that tracks money in Washington. They look at financial disclosure forms to calculate the net worth of members of Congress. And by that measure?
That makes him pretty poor by the standards of Congress. And in the Senate, he ranks 86th, so 14 from the bottom.
Novak says it's fairly unusual in Congress that the vast majority of the Sanders income last year, about $156,000, came from the senator's salary. Most of the rest came from Social Security. Now, compare that to his campaign rival, Democrat Hillary Clinton. Her camp did not respond to a request for the Clintons' tax returns, but other financial disclosures show she and former President Bill Clinton raked in more than $25 million in speaking fees alone during 2014 and the start of this year. Wealth-wise, Novak says Sanders is again at the back of the presidential pack.
He's pretty close to the bottom. I don't know if there's any major candidate who has a smaller net worth. I mean, you look at Jeb Bush, and Jeb Bush last year made about $8 million. So there's pretty big disparity there.
The Sanders paid nearly $28,000 in federal taxes last year, about a fifth of their taxable income. They also claimed more than $56,000 in deductions. A spokesman says more than $8,300 went to undisclosed charities, but he wouldn't give any more details. Some other tidbits? The Sanders are in the likely minority of Americans who still do their own taxes. And yes, the senator put his money where his mouth is when it comes to support for publicly financed presidential campaigns. He and his wife both checked those little boxes to donate a total of $6 to the cause. For VPR News, I'm Alex Keefe.